Earlier in the hour, we heard from Sylvia Sherbet, editor of a forthcoming book of critical reviews of the works of the celebrated Kentucky author Silas House. And we heard from singer-songwriter Tiffany Williams about her collaboration with House in a duet for her new album being released later this year. Joining us now is the man himself. Welcome to Eastern Standard, Silas House.
Well, thanks for having me.
So not many of us have books published about our work, and it's hard enough to get the work done, much less worry about what your peers think of what you're doing. So I'm wondering, what's it like for you, Silas, as an author, to have your work subjected to a critical lens by this variety of established and rising scholars?
Well, I'm just honored to be talked about in any way that I can be. I'm just glad that my work is being read and taken seriously. You know, I have read some of these because they have been published in years past, and for them to be written by such fine academics and thinkers is a real honor.
Has it been a little nerve-wracking to kind of wait for this book to come out, even though you've read a few of them? You haven't read all of them.
Well, I don't know if nerve-wracking is. I have anticipated. Yeah, I'm anxious to read what I was in there.
Mm-hmm.
But, however, I'm not. I don't usually read a lot of stuff that is written about my work. I think it's, you know, when I'm writing, I don't write for a particular critic or an audience or anything like that. I'm just trying to get the story out onto the page. So I think most writers do not read critical work. But this book, I'm anxious to read it because I know that it's sort of covering the whole breadth of my work. And so I'm interested to see what these scholars think about that. And Sylvia Sherbet is certainly someone that I have high regard for. I've worked with her in the past at Shepherd University as a writer in residence there. And so I know what a wonderful reader and scholar that she is. So I know that it's going to be a good collection of work.
Do you experience a kind of a sense of arrival or a particular achievement knowing that your works are worthy of this kind of scrutiny?
That's a good question. I guess that it mainly just feels good to know that the work is being read. You know, for it to be written about means that it is being read. And that's really what you want as a published writer. You know, you want for your words to be shared with people. You want it to you want your words to move people or change them in some way for them to have some kind of emotional response. And so it feels like a validation, I guess, more than anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your work with Tiffany Williams. And by the way, I begged her for a sampling of your duet with her, but it hasn't been mixed yet, so she understandably and very politely declined. We'll just have to wait till it comes out later in the summer. But if you would, tell us what brought you to Duane Lundy's studio in Lexington to record that song with Tiffany.
Well, I have known Tiffany a long time, and I've always loved her work, loved her music. And she just has such a unique voice. But the main thing that I love about her is her songwriting. She can do in 3 minutes, you know, what it takes me 300 pages of a novel to do. And I just think that's so amazing to have such emotional depth in such a short space. And in the past, we've been at gatherings and things of that nature and have sung a few songs together and found that we really feed off each other when we're singing together and have a good singing chemistry. And so when she asked me to sing on this album, I was very nervous about it because I'm not a professional singer. You know, I'm just a front porch singer or a living room singer. And I'm not somebody that feels totally comfortable even doing that. And so it is, it's nerve-wracking for me because I just feel so inferior as a singer next to Tiffany. So I'm just depending on Dwayne Lundy, who's such a great producer, to make me sound good, good enough to sing alongside her.
Well, she certainly thinks very highly of your voice, and this song will no doubt be shared far and wide. I'm just wondering, and I ask her this too, if you feel this kind of sense of representation of the region through this collaboration with a fellow Eastern Kentuckian who's a coal miner's daughter, granddaughter, and great-granddaughter.
I think that feeling of representation is stronger when you are doing a project with another Appalachian or another Eastern Kentuckian. So yeah, there is that element of it, for sure. And I think that one thing that really I thought a lot about when we were recording the song is just our mutual love for country music. It is a country duet that we're doing. And I think that I really drew on that, on both of us growing up with such a deep reverence for the music of the region, and both of us growing up sort of in a cradle where so many country music artists came out of, you know, and a place that has had so much influence on American music. And really, again, the song is so good that as I was singing, I just tried to inhabit that character. Because it is a very character-driven song.
Speaking of influences, what is your message, Silas, to other aspiring writers, poets, playwrights, singer-songwriters, all of which you are, about pursuing those passions as life's works?
Well, I think the main thing for me has been to tell the stories I want to hear. And to give voice to people who are often voiceless. That's been sort of the main thesis of my career, I think, is I've always gone back to that. I've always gone back to especially people in my family who had such rich stories to tell, but really were never given the opportunities to have those heard by a wider audience. And so I always... I just always feel lifted up by those ancestors, you know, and the people in my family who I grew up hearing telling stories, and the people who raised me to be really proud of where I'm from and to not let anyone treat me as an inferior because of where I was from. So for me, a big part of it is just honoring my people. I try to do that, but I also want to just tell my own truth. I think that's what all of us, you know, ultimately want to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a lot to look forward to. The book coming out in June. Tiffany tells me that she expects her album to come out in August. So it's going to be an interesting summer.
I can't wait either because I'm totally in the dark about how the song is going to sound and the book. So I'm looking forward to both of them.
That's Kentucky author Silas House, whose works are the focus of a collection of critical reviews in the forthcoming book, Silas House, Exploring an Appalachian Writer's Work. Thank you, Silas.
Thank you so much, Tom.
That song featuring the Tiffany Williams duet with Silas House is When I Come Back Around. We'll watch for its release and give you a heads up when it can be heard.